Blessings to you all, and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is Romans 11:25-32. Romans chapter 11, verse 25 to 32. I do not want you to be ignorant of this mystery, brothers and sisters, so that you may not be conceited. Israel has experienced a hardening in part until the full number of the Gentiles has come in, and in this way all Israel will be saved. As it is written, the deliverer will come from Zion. He will turn godlessness away from Jacob. And this is my covenant with them when I take away their sins. As far as the gospel is concerned, they are enemies for your sake. But as far as election is concerned, they are loved on account of the patriarchs, for God's gifts and his call are irrevocable. Just as you who were at one time disobedient to God have now received mercy as a result of their disobedience, so they too have now become disobedient, in order that they too may now receive mercy as a result of God's mercy to you. For God has bound everyone over to disobedience so that he may have mercy on them all. My theme for reflection is the mystery of God's mercy. The mystery of God's mercy. Romans 11:25-32 invites us to reflect on the mysterious ways in which God works out his plan of salvation for both Jews and Gentiles. Paul speaks of a partial hardening of Israel, suggesting that while many in Israel have turned away from the gospel, this is not the final chapter. Instead, it serves a greater purpose in God's redemptive plan, the inclusion of the Gentiles. Paul reveals that this hardening will last only until the fullness of the Gentiles has come in, hinting at a future reconciliation and awakening among the Jewish people. Throughout history, theologians have debated the precise meaning of "all Israel will be saved." Some interpret it to mean the entire Jewish nation will turn to Christ in the end times, while others see it as referring to the faithful remnant chosen by grace. Augustine of Hippo once said, "The new is in the old concealed, the old is in the new revealed." This illustrates how the promises given to the patriarchs continue to unfold in Christ, showing the unity and continuity of God's salvific work. The role of Israel is intertwined with the church's mission. As Gentiles, we are reminded of our roots in the Jewish faith and the promise made to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. We are grafted into the olive tree, becoming part of the rich heritage of faith. Thus, our salvation is a result of God's mercy, a theme that resounds throughout Paul's writings. Paul emphasizes that both Jews and Gentiles are saved by grace and mercy. The disobedience of one group leads to mercy for the other, illustrating the depth of God's wisdom and his knowledge. Quote, "For God has consigned all to disobedience, that he may have mercy on all." Romans 11:32. This divine mystery calls us to humility and gratitude, recognizing that none of us can claim righteousness apart from Christ. My dear friends, in our modern context, the passage challenges us to embrace unity within diversity in the body of Christ. The mystery of God's mercy is not confined to a single group. It transcends ethnic and cultural boundaries. As believers, we are called to be instruments of God's grace, reaching out to both Jews and Gentiles with the gospel of Christ. We are reminded that God's plan is not limited by our understanding, and his ways are often beyond our comprehension. Our role is to trust in his divine wisdom and be faithful in our witness. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, how does understanding God's plan for Israel deepen our appreciation for his mercy and grace in our lives? Number two, in what ways can we as a church embrace our role in God's redemptive plan for all nations, including Israel? Gracious God, we stand in awe of your infinite wisdom and mercy. Thank you for grafting us into your divine family and for your faithful promises to Israel. Help us to trust in your mysterious ways and to be vessels of your grace in the world. Open our hearts to love and serve all people, reflecting your glory. In the name of Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore.